from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sideline View. Guys, what did you see? Sideline View.
Still waiting on the shoes.
That's what it was. Still waiting. Still waiting on the shoes.
Still waiting on those shoes.
The old number fives are here. Actually, last time Brock did bring me some shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He had a pair of very nice shoes that he didn't fit.
They were
fit
halfway
him.
Worn, though, so it wasn't
they didn't quite fit him, and he asked if I wanted them. So.
Right.
So he did bring shoes as well. The old number fives, local artists who have done a lot of jingles for our show, including Sideline Views,
right?
Joining us in studio for a live edition today. Ole bartended all night. He's feeling it right about now.
Yeah, probably.
Adam got a good night's sleep. Yeah. He was here late.
Yeah, Adam showed up late.
Adam Watson.
Yeah.
Watson, yeah.
There we go. And Brock is here as
well. Little quicker next time, man.
The old number fives.
Right.
We're really training, as you can appreciate, our listeners love the Watson drop. Like it's the number one thing.
And that boy's good.
Just to see Mac, who's in week like three,
yeah,
dive for that button.
Yeah.
At any moment in time is pretty great. So I think, and I probably abused it as much as anybody over the last few weeks. I'm like, well, I gotta see him move here.
Right.
We gotta check out his feet, his footwork.
Right.
Make sure his footwork's good for this gig moving forward. So
see, your phone say there's two lines lit up. I have not had a screen, and I only have nothing on my phone. So maybe this phone doesn't even work over here.
Who knew?
There's a good possibility. There's a good possibility.
Cody sits over there.
Yeah.
Cody usually.
Let me see this. Okay, we got Joe on line 9 here. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on? This is my friend Joe, who brought back the steak, egg, and cheese bagel to McDonald's.
Legendary show contributor Joe.
Yep.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Like, Josh, you're really leaving for real? I thought this was all kind of like you're just trying to get Bob DeVecchi to stay, and then today you're going to tell us you're actually staying.
Nope.
Man, that's crazy. I would think you're going to, like, retirement. Can it get any closer to retirement than talking sports every single day with
that's
Bob?
That's true. There is some of that. It'll be crazy. Like, I'll just mutter to myself, but you're right. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say I appreciate. I've listened to you guys pretty much, I think, your entire 14 years together. And as you know, I listen every single morning. And the one caller that said you're kind of the more Bob's the crazier one. You're the one that, you know, more sensible. I think that's totally true, and I think the show's going to miss that. That's totally why I could never get your job and be Bob's co-host, because me and Bob are both too nuts, and we just sit there and talk about off-the-wall crazy stuff.
There is a little of that, yeah. We need the balance, yeah.
But, yeah, it's been a real pleasure. It really has, and I'm excited for you. Still get to listen to you with the Chiefs, and, yeah, good luck, man. I've kind of done the same thing that you're doing right now, and, man, I tell you what, it's awesome. I've kind of slowed down and just, like, semi-retirement, and it's nice to just slow it down and pay attention to stuff that really matters. So congratulations. It's been awesome. And if you ever decide you want a job or something, you can sell cars with me. It's pretty fun. So
okay. I definitely will write. I mean, I'm taking all.
He's taking all notes.
I'm not saying no. Not saying no. To, not saying yes to anything. Not saying no to anything just about now. So, Joe, well, thanks. Well, first and foremost, thanks for the steak, egg, and cheese bagel. I appreciate all the work you put in to bring that back to Kansas City.
No problem. I hope you have time to actually enjoy them every morning.
Yeah. Well, not every morning. I don't want to, balloon up. But, yeah, we've had them a couple mornings already since Joe brought them back. Appreciate that. From the 816, George Brett wanted a urinal from Yankee Stadium. What are you taking with you, Kling? Interesting. Never thought about that.
Yeah, you got to think about it.
If I'm going to steal something, today is the day.
What are you going to steal?
Boy, I don't know.
What do you want to steal?
I don't know.
What is around here? I mean, maybe you can steal parks. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, the microphone. Yeah, we may not have an extra one. So
that's right. Yeah, I don't want to leave you guys shorthanded.
We've got crappy headphones laying around.
Stuff doesn't get replaced.
Yeah,
it's very fast. So
bad headphones.
I don't know that.
How about a couple of chewed pens?
Oh yeah,
to remember carrying them by.
There's one in there that's actually mine, and it was a very nice pen, and he started chewing on it, and it
right.
I never got it back.
Right.
Does Kling know if Dan Kilgore is going to practice? I do not.
Yeah. I also wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice.
I have no idea.
Right.
I have no idea. I have no insight on that whatsoever. So
from the 417, I'm not going to lie. I started off listening to a different station in Kansas City because down in Southwest Missouri, I could get a signal better. Then one guy lost his mind and I quit listening. However, the Odyssey app saved my life when I bought it to you guys into my morning lifetime. You've been outstanding. I appreciate all you've done for the Kansas City area and keeping us informed in sports. You and Bob are a great team, and you're going to be sorely missed. I appreciate everything you guys have done. Thank you for making our mornings better. Also, thank you for the Watson drop. My buddies and I use it all the time.
Watson! Yes!
Best of luck in the future, and we look forward to hearing from you again soon.
That's right. August 10th, for sure.
Yeah, is that the next Chiefs game?
Chiefs at Jacksonville. There you go.
Yeah. All right.
7 o'clock kickoff, 4 o'clock start on 610 Sports Radio. And 106.5 The Wolf.
Right. Yes, exactly. Somebody else
said
something.
I can't tell you much. I can tell you that.
You can tell us that, right?
That might be my next appearance.
Uh-huh.
That's my next scheduled appearance at that point in time.
Somebody also talked about the Watson drop being something that they utilize at work, and people look at him like he's crazy.
Watson! Yes!
That's fine, though. You could try to explain it. It won't.
Yeah.
It won't work.
Unless you know, you know.
But if you run into somebody that does get it, it's great.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. IYKYK, as the kids like to say, right? Yeah. Here we go from the 253. Getting up at 4 a.m. on the West Coast is a lot easier when I get to start my day with your show. Congrats, Josh. Now do everyone a favor and retire like you care.
That's right. I do.
Love you guys.
I do care, but I am retiring. 4 o'clock on the West Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, 6 o'clock here. It sucks.
Yeah, here it is from the 913. I have used the Watson drop at work, and people look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah. Or struggling.
The struggling one.
I know I've said that in public many a time. Struggling.
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 Yeah.
Just happens.
Yeah. Steal the toenail clipper, somebody said. Remember that somebody was clipping their toenails in here?
Yeah. No, that's gross.
Yeah.
No. There's not a lot that's bolted down. I don't know. I'll have to look around.
Yeah.
A dead TV? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, there is a dead TV. Yeah. We do have
that. Take that home and fix it. Bring it back to you.
Right.
Change out the picture tube.
Get it fixed.
I don't know if there's anything.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything. I do have that Mahomes picture. That's staying here.
That's staying.
I got a bunch of those.
I wanted to name the studio after him. And I thought they were going to do that. They chose not to. You know?
No, we don't need to be doing that.
Yeah.
We don't. Definitely don't need to be doing that. Eric joins us next. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Josh. You know who this is.
Uh-oh, it's Eric Townsend, Chiefs Radio Network.
Oh, nice. All right.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh. I'm on a high simmer this morning because I'm a little sick of all the congratulations, Josh. And Josh is such a great guy. And I think people need to hear the other side of things. Uh-huh. And when I first got the news, like most of us, that Josh was leaving the airwaves, I personally got excited because I thought that meant Josh was staying on 610 and leaving Chiefs Radio Network.
Right.
I personally got excited that we were maybe getting some new, fresh talent on the Chiefs Radio side. Mm. That was not the case, obviously. So it looks like we're still stuck with Mr. Klingler on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. But, when I first met Josh and he joined our staff, we wasn't sure how this was going to work, how this was going to mesh. And one of the first dinners that I had with Josh, I thought, let's use this guy's knowledge. I've listened to him and Bob in the mornings, and this is going to be really good for the sideline reports. Let's see how this guy is. So I try to drum up some conversations with Josh, throwing some sports stuff at him. And his responses to me, we all found out real quick that if he didn't have the answers, he would just calmly look at you and say, well, maybe if you Google it, That'll help you get the answers that you need. So we knew then what kind of arrogance we were working with at that time. So we've all learned a lot that this is a sad day for 610 Sports, but on the other hand, we still have our hands full over on the Chiefs Radio Network. So.
That's true. My apologies.
But you're the lucky ones.
Absolutely. Hey, but on all seriousness, been listening to you guys for a long time. I can hear the emotion in Bob's voice, and this is a sad day for a lot of us because getting in the car, driving in the morning, listening to both of you is what I've looked forward to these past many years, and so it's definitely going to be a harsh change. Good luck to Bob in the future. I know Bob will do great things. We are very, very fortunate, obviously, to have Josh still with us on the sidelines with Chiefs Radio Network, but one thing I've noticed with Josh is I can't believe the preparation this guy puts in. I'm sure Bob has seen it over all these years with the radio, on the radio side of things in the morning. But, just to watch Josh, what he does on our side, on the Chiefs Radio Network side, the amount of prep work that he puts in for his job, it's not as simple as just turning on a mic and reporting what you see on the sidelines. The amount of homework that this guy does is absolutely amazing, and that's why our network has gone up a few notches by adding Josh to our crew. So, Josh, congratulations. Good luck to you.
Thanks, buddy.
What your future holds, but it's been a real privilege listening to you all these years.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate that.
Chiefs Radio Network. And Eric actually is a big listener because you think I had a bad drive. We get off that plane at 3:15 in the morning. He goes back to Clinton, Missouri, about 90 minutes, 2 hours, 90 minutes from the stadium.
Yeah.
So he's listening to us on his way home to then go to work. So I think he was one of the first ones to go. Yeah, I get it. The mornings are tough.
Right.
They are. Long Chiefs road trip. So
yeah. Here from the 816.
I was a little nervous. I saw Eric up there. So.
You thought you didn't know what he was going to say.
Could have been much worse. Yeah.
From the 816, Josh, we have a group of retirees that meets at the McDonald's at 5 a.m. to drink coffee. Come by anytime. Sometimes we walk around the Home Depot after.
Yeah. It's a little early for me right now to commit to this, but.
Yeah.
But.
That walk around the Home Depot has got
far,
you.
Not far away.
Yeah, that got your interest peaked a little bit, doesn't it?
There's something to be said for that.
There is. Let's see who's next. Joe, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Good morning, Joe.
You did not hit the right button.
I did. I hit the number.
No, totally not. Joe, good morning. Good morning, Joe. You're actually on the air this time.
Maybe it's mine, too.
Yeah. Yes, Joe, go ahead.
Is it there?
Yes.
Am I there?
Yes.
Can you help? Finally. Gosh, man, Josh, I think it's been 20 years since I've been listening and I first moved down here. But the thing that I really was drawn to is that I was new in town and had a Hawkeye fan here.
Nice.
That got to get a couple of words in about the Hawks in this Kansas City market. But I'll always remember, I was too young to have a laundry machine, so I'd sit and do the laundry and listen to 610 in the mornings at a laundromat. But it's gonna be something to get used to. But good luck to everything, and hopefully I'll run into you at a couple of Saturday afternoons at the OP coming around or watching a couple of games. Man, have a good time.
Count on it. If we're both there, say hello. All right, stop by and say hello.
That's right.
Absolutely. Go Hawks. Joe, fellow Hawkeye. Hopefully he's got a washer dryer by now.
Yeah, 20 right. Years ago, 20 years ago.
My
That's goodness.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Part of my job, big part of my job, is keeping us on time. So,
what job?
Well, this one.
No.
Until 10 o'clock.
Until 10 o'clock.
To keep us on time, I believe.
Yeah.
But we're probably a little bit late. What's coming up, Bob?
Hell if I know.
All right, next.
Hey, Kling, it's Mike Welch, man. I'm so happy for you for your entire morning radio career and your career overall. I remember when I first started at 610 Sports Radio doing part-time years and years ago, and I would come in to work the board, and you were always there, always doing something, always elevating shows, elevating your work. It was inspiring to watch. And I remember when I first started on Fesco in the morning in 2016, I asked you, I said, how do you do it? Like, you're doing all this stuff all the time at a high level. How do you do it? And I'll never forget what you said to me. You responded, you go, I just get used to being really tired. And I thought, what a great Klingler response, man. It was the best. So thank you for helping me along in my journey and letting me be part of yours and giving the wisdom that you gave to me, Kling. It's awesome. You're the best, big dog. Enjoy it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.